council meeting regarding the emergency shelter. If you aren't aware, if you're not sure, I am obviously extraordinarily pro this shelter. I do not work with the Harm Reduction Society. I'm not affiliated with them, but I support wholeheartedly the things that they are working on and think that they are objectively good. So I'm going to play a few more pieces here and talk about them, and we'll kind of get into it. All right. So here's some more from that special open meeting.
Hi, my name is Lee Corneau. I live in Smithers. First, let me say thank you to everyone involved in the decision to make this warming shelter a reality. It is not an exaggeration to say that this building will save lives. Thank you for choosing to save lives. Thank you. It's been over a year since the death of Kirsten Patrick. Many of you may not know that name, but you may have witnessed Kirsten speak at a meeting held in this very room several years ago. I was there. I will never forget watching Kirsten walk up to this mic. And I will never forget hearing Kirsten beg for her right to exist, begging for a place in this town. I wonder if a warming shelter would have made the difference for her. I wonder who will be alive next year because this shelter exists. The last time I saw Kirsten alive was in this room, but it wasn't during that meeting. It was at a soup kitchen held each Sunday. We would chat about our kids and how old they were. Over the past few years, we have gotten to know many names and faces at soup kitchen. 2 weeks ago, Kirsten's uncle played with our kids right over there while we served soup for him and his friends. The people who use these services are amazing people. They deserve dignity, warmth, compassion, and love. When you show love to them, you show love to God. I challenge you to consider the people who will use the warming shelter as your neighbors, and to perhaps ask yourself how you might want to be treated if you found yourself living outside in the winter. I consider myself a follower of Jesus, so I'll take a moment to address those in the room who do as well. For those of you who are Christians and oppose this warming shelter, I urge you to turn to the minor prophets, to the Gospels, and to the Acts, where you find the overwhelming message that our call is to care for the poor and the downtrodden. BV Harm Reduction Society, whether Christian or not, is answering the call of Christ to love our neighbors as ourselves. That chalkboard right over there says today's soup. It says hamburger or chicken, broccoli cheddar or veggie chowder, life or death. What's today's soup going to be? Thank you.
I'm actually going to just let that hang, I think. I'm not going to present that with comment. I mean, I'm not a religious person, but that's sort of irrelevant in this instance. Lee said a lot that needed to be said, and I hope that you take what he said to heart, truly. And it is interesting, something he mentions about, you know, there are Christian folk who oppose things like warming shelters or safe supply, and it does seem to go against what you're supposed to believe. And that's an interesting thing. Anyway, I don't want to say any more about it because I think that was a really beautiful speech from Lee, and it deserves its place in this episode and in being recorded forever. So there you go.
Good evening. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I also love my neighbors, all of them. I've sat on numerous committees in this town, Salvation Army Community Council, for years, seeing a lot of these faces. For me, I'm not against the shelter. For me, I'm interested in location. And for me, it seems like during COVID, we moved aqua trailers in place to take care of our people, homeless or not, and we moved them across from the town hall out from North Tatlow. Is that an option? BC Housing has moved to this location quickly. I think to keep people close to the resources like Salvation Army and other services, why not keep them down by the
encampment. I am also a director on the Chamber of Commerce. I have been a business owner for 25 years in this community. People choose to come to Smithers. People choose Main Street because it's unique in the Northwest. There's nothing else like it. We've been in meetings for years and years over the different things that affect our Main Street. I think this is something that needs to be considered for the best of the homeless, the encampment that's there. There's an empty lot beside Salvation Army. There's an empty lot across from the town that's parking. People might have to walk a little further, but there's an opportunity to put this shelter right beside the encampment, and that is the best for those people, not to be moving 8-10 blocks to another warming hut, depending on the temperature. I just don't get it. And in defense of the business community, we've raised millions of dollars in this community to support different outreaches and different families, and it's based on a strong business community. Without a strong business community and Main Street and that draw from all over the North, we have something special. I think that's why there's a big group of neighbors here, and it's not because we don't want people taken care of. We try to help them in our businesses on a daily basis. But if we're not strong and things that we can choose to do for our business community, there's so many different things that are going on in business that we don't have choice. BC Housing has chosen the wrong location. We want a better location for those people and for our business community because our Main Street's important.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about location. So the housing unit is 3892 Third Avenue, which is not on Main Street. Main Street being the business center of Smithers. And what he mentions there is the possibility of having the shelter near the encampment in the at the public library or in the lot next to the Salvation Army, both of which are very close to Main Street. And I'm confused as to what it is that he wants, because the building on Third is not on Main Street. But he, in that speech, seems to be advocating putting it on Main Street, which is interesting. But I don't know that it was intentional. I wonder about that. Is there a misunderstanding or not? Because I can only imagine, based on other examples of shelters and supports, and even just the way that people talk about the encampment at next to the library, having it closer to the businesses would not have gone over well. In fact, it probably would have gone over worse. I have seen the conversations had about the encampment. I have seen the actions that the town of Smithers has taken with hiring, you know, private security. And this person seems to be advocating that the shelter be moved to Main Street. Now, I wonder if part of it is if we put it closer to the encampment, they don't have to go as far and people don't have to see them or engage with them. Maybe that's what the thought is. It's hard to say. It just doesn't make sense as an argument, because in arguing what he did, it seems to have been that he's arguing that it be placed on the property or on the on the main business stretch, which I don't know that he meant. So again, I don't want to, I can't predict what's in somebody's mind or not, but yeah. And you know, I find the economic argument to be a bit hollow for me, only, and that's in every case, not just this one. And because, you know, the millions of dollars that are being raised for outreach and different programs, what solutions have happened? You know, what programs what are these programs achieving? Why do we still have an encampment? Why do we not have housing? Why haven't, you know, if we're going to talk about the millions and millions of dollars that businesses have put into supporting people in need, I can see a pretty big example of a gap there. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. Let's see what's next.
I haven't had a chance to prepare. I've been away for a while, but I have been involved in this issue for the last 2 years. And sometimes I look at what's happening and I wonder about my community. But I will say I've been following it for the whole time that I've lived here, actually, the challenge of homelessness and unhoused. I own a property in Smithers. I had an office in the downtown core. I live beside anywhere between 2 to 6 unhoused people. Some of them are no longer alive. I believe they would have had a longer lifelihood if they had better access to the resources that they need. I bought people dinners, and a result of watching it go on somewhere in the middle of COVID, I decided to go home and write a Facebook post about starting a community group to cook a hot meal, hot supper a week to get down to the encampment in the wintertime. And I was blown away by the community that I have connections to who stepped up to help. People donated money, people came to cook. We did it for 2 years. I delivered food to the encampment anywhere between 40 and 50 times over the last two winters. There's anywhere from 18 to 25 people there, more people last year than the year before. It's humbling and it's hard to watch. I did this with the people that I was working with all of you or representatives of you, of the town and other organizations and people in the encampment, to make sure that I wasn't making organizations' lives more difficult or people's lives more difficult in the encampment. It's a complex challenge. I've spent my entire career working with what are known as wicked problems. There won't be any easy solutions. But I want to say that I see you for the effort that you've put in. It's enormous. There's a lot of creativity, a lot of courage, a lot of wayfinding, a lot of bracing of uncertainty. And I wrote a letter. I give a few more ideas of things that I think might help. And I just wanted to say to you, I so appreciate you for doing what you've done. Every single organization that I've talked to that are helping these people have said the one thing that is desperately missing and is a matter of life and death is an emergency shelter. And I tried to gather the energy and the courage and the people to do that. And I so respect you for doing that. Is it perfect? Maybe not, maybe no. But let's keep the conversation going. And it's the untapped power of community that I believe will really help this create a virtuous cascade of trust.
Another one, really without much for me to say. I think one of the things there that comes up that I think is really worth considering is this person took the action themselves, reaching out to, you know, their own sort of circle on Facebook. And I think that is a really underrated and underappreciated means of getting things done. Because that sometimes that's what it takes, is that, micro level activism, that community level activism, because the problem is huge and insurmountable. But if there are folks like that who will take action, then, you start to make a difference. You know, it's that, think globally, act locally, I think is the phrase. And I think that really falls in here. It's interesting because, you know, I'm listening to this again for the second time and realizing that it's a good example of the negative overshadows a lot of the positive, because there are some really kind things being said and really positive things being said here. And, you know, it's the ones that stuck in my craw that stood out to me. And it's too bad. But, you know, that's how it works sometimes. You always remember the bad. Anyway, let's keep going.
I've been a Smithereene, well, maybe I'm not sure how long it takes you to become one, but since 1980. And I have a great deal of respect for Smithers business community and the entire community. I I would never put myself on the line enough to risk owning a small business in a small town. I traveled away cutting down trees for 30 years and told everyone this was the nicest small town in BC without an ocean. And I believe that. I've also been involved in soup kitchens. I've been involved in addiction. I've been involved in recovery. There are good questions about process. You'll probably hear some more detailed ones later. There's some great questions about location. There is no perfect location because we're trying to solve a problem, not achieve perfection. Drug use, alcohol use, injection drug use, I would venture to say takes place in every block of the residential areas of Smithers, not just the business areas. So I don't, much as I respect what I've heard, winter is here and it's time to do something. Thank you.
Another, reasonable point. There will always be questions about things and how can we best do this, but the fact remains, as he says at the end there, winter is here now. So the time to have a debate and a conversation about how do we keep people alive is kind of past. And now I'm gonna play a song and then play another clip. The next one is one that I'm a bit more perplexed and upset by. But we'll get to it when we get to it. Here is some more music.
You were standing right beside me since the very first time, but it feels so far away. Nothing staring. Just give me one day to
was Razor, a new one from Headwreck, a band that I went from not knowing to becoming steadily one of my favorites this year. So that's pretty cool. All right, we're going to move on to another segment here, another clip, rather, from a GP located in the Smithers area. One of the more disappointing ones, I will say, right off the bat, just because as a doctor, I feel like you should know better than some of the things that he says. So we're going to get to that. If you're just joining, I've been playing some of the public, or all of them. I meant to only play some of them, but it's been all of them so far. The public comments regarding the warming shelter in Smithers. We're going to get to another one, and I will rejoin you at the other side of it. So thank you.
I want to speak briefly on a few things. I have several concerns. First of all, to these guys over here, I think they're doing a good job. I think they know that there's a need and they're trying to fill it as good as they can. I'm a GP in this town, and we built the building across from them. We're their closest neighbor. I feel like we were not consulted at all. I will tell you a little bit of my experience through the consultation process. I first called them. I think there was a problem with the phone line. I think that's now been resolved, but I didn't get an answer. I then wrote them an email. Later that same day, I hadn't heard anything, so I walked over and I introduced myself. And I really want them to prove to me that there's going to be no harm to our community in doing this good work that they're trying to do. But the reality is that we need a warming shelter, but this is going to be a low barrier shelter. The first day I walked in there, they explained to me that they're planning to pop up a safe inhalation tent on the property. And I was gobsmacked to hear that, because Third Avenue is an artery that connects two schools. There are kids walking through there every day. And it didn't make sense to me that people could consider putting a tent up where our kids walk, where people are going to be smoking drugs. It doesn't make any sense. Although I know they're trying to do good work, I don't think that's the spot for it. And I don't think the process has been transparent. I think if it was, we wouldn't be here tonight. So I think there are some shortcomings, and I look over to these guys, and I know they're doing it out of love, and they're giving their time and their effort. But it 2 years ago we had an issue at our house where we had a drug dealer living across the road from us. My son came out of the ditch with a crack pipe. That's the reality. That's what's happening. And I don't think a warm place to do drugs should supersede our kids' right to safety. This is my concern. And I knew Kirsten Patrick as well. She was an amazing woman. I loved her. And it's sad to see that. But I think there's a right way of doing this and a wrong way. And I don't think the process has been good. And I don't think the transparency has been good. And I think there's been no discussion about potential harms. And there's been no discussion on how to mitigate those. My time's up, but I had to come up and say this. Thank you for listening.
So there we go. That is a local GP in Smithers. He didn't say his name at the beginning. I'm not going to either. It's not really part of this. My goal of doing this isn't to point at people and say bad, 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 but to address the issues that exist with the statements that they're making. I am disappointed that he's a GP. He likely, it sounds like, has a private practice, and that's all well and good. But when the research shows unequivocally that low barrier shelters are more effective, that giving safe places to use saves lives, harm reduction, the research is there. to call a low barrier shelter out as being a problem with it, and to say that this organization needs to prove to you that there won't be harm to the community. And my question too is, who are these people that will use this shelter if not members of your community? And I think that's something that gets missed in these conversations, as we talk about the harm to the community, but the harm is being done to the community because these people live here. They are in your community. They are part of the of Smithers. They're part of the town. And I think it really is revealing of what you actually mean, right? What you mean is, what about the people with money in the community? What about the people with homes in the community? What about the people who own businesses in the community? That is, to you, is the community. And so if harm is being done to members of your community, but you see assisting those people as harm, then I think you might have things backwards. And, you know, this person says, to a warm place to do drugs should not supersede our children's right to safety. It doesn't. Warming shelter or not, drug paraphernalia is found all over the place all the time. That's just a thing. That's a thing that happens in communities where addiction runs rampant. And it's not a warm place to do drugs. It's a warm place to sleep. It is a warm place to not die of exposure in the winter. And this doctor also mentions a lot of stuff about the process. The process has not been good. And again, kind of couching his feelings, his personal feelings about these unhoused folks in, you know, in issues of transparency and the process. Because what people want to say is they just want these people not to be around. And I I just find it really really disappointing that somebody in the medical profession would come out and stand against something like a shelter. And you know, you say things like, oh, they're doing good work from a good place, but you don't offer solutions. And that's something too, a lot of the criticisms say this isn't the place for it, but they don't say what the place for it is. And I think the reason tends to be because there isn't one. The place for it is not here, but the fact is it is here. And the fact is these folks need help. And you know, prove to me that there won't be harm to the community is an interesting thing to say when people in your community living in that encampment are being harmed. How is that not the same? How is that different? And there will always be a reason for it not to be here. Oh, it's too close to schools. It's too close to businesses. Guess what? It's a small town. Everything is close to those two things. It's too close to neighborhoods. It's a small town. Everything is close to those two things. So what is the alternative? And nobody's going to say that quiet part out loud. They just aren't. And because it's monstrous. So anyway, there is some of my thoughts on that particular statement. And in the second hour, we're going to go over more of it. we are creeping up here on the end of the first hour. So if you are just sort of tuning in now, please keep in mind, this is Sierra Mist Radio. I've been covering the Smithers special meeting about the warming shelter and going over people's responses to it. And honestly, I do think, even in my own head, you know, the responses are better than in a lot of cases than I remembered them on my first watch of this. And, I think people who care about this issue, their guard is kind of up. So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a very, very brief break and come back, and you're going to hear a clip right after the hour break here. So we'll be back in a moment. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, a show from